Start your Torah in Northwest London in conjunction with the Beit HaMidrash Knesset Yecheskel and Haderech. Zos Chanukah, 2nd of Tevis, 26th of December, Rabbi Avrom Baruch Blau Shlita, Zos Chanukah. This week's Torah is sponsored by the Nishmas. Rabbi Pinchas Yosef and Rishmoz, Zichron Lebracha, on the Shloshim of the late Mr. Paul Levine, Zichron Lebracha, a regular Torah Way participant of many years, and also by family Rosenberg on the 6th outside of Mrs. Achancha Rosenberg, Aliyah Sholem. Lil Nishmas, Alta Chana Nechabas, Rabbi Nachum Arias, Aliyah Sholem. His outside is on Wednesday.
We speak about Zois Chanukah. And because she asked because man, we can speak about maybe a little bit of things that come in halacha, of one of the reasons why it's called Zois Chanukah. So Chanukah, we know that Chanukah is 8 days. There's an interesting chakira, the Tzofnas Panech, I saw also the Klichem, the Pasha Smikas, also speaks about this interesting chakira. Veinchi chakira, he speaks about the Enchelik base in Yomet, the Tzofnas Panech, the Rogachovel. Do we look at Chanukah 8 days? Is one unit of 8 days, or do we look at Chanukah as one Shkur. If we look at Chanukah as one unit of 8 days, the 8 days of Chanukah, or it's separate 8 different days. The mitzvah, that means if a person could light every day is a separate mitzvah, or if it's one mitzvah of 8 days of one big mitzvah. What's nafkamina, he says. The Tzofnas Panech himself speaks about the Rogachovel, and nafkamina will be a ger shel Yisgayel. First, a ger that's converted in the middle of Chanukah. So if you say that it's one unit, one mitzvah of 8 days, so he doesn't have to light, because that's it, the papas. That's it, Ovazman, right? It's not part of the mitzvah of Chanukah, because he's done already the mitzvah of Chanukah. Next year he's going to do the mitzvah of Chanukah, that's it. But if we say it's separate mitzvahs, every day is a new mitzvah. So okay, yesterday he didn't have the mitzvah, and today he has a mitzvah. But the Kopnishin is Katan, there's a Mikroi Kodesh about this, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, but it's also about the Mikroi Kodesh. He still was Mechuyav. He was in the Chiyuv. This is Shibboleh, what the rabbi is saying, this Taka Shibboleh Aleket in Kuf Bei Zayin, the Shibboleh Aleket speaks about if a person forgot to light one day, if there is a din of the Shlomim. So he brings over there Bashem Rabbeinu Yitzchok Hazoken, I don't know if the Shlomim, he says that Rabbeinu Yitzchok, they asked him if he should light or not. So he says, first of all, there's no such thing of Dichui. But then he brings another interesting reason. He says, there's no Tashlomim. Why? Because we pass like Bisila. And once we pass like Bisila, the person that do Tashlomim, it could look that not halpi alocha, because it's going to look like Bishamai. And this is a very interesting question, because what way you do tashlum is going to look like Bishamai? Let's say the first day. The first day a person does, one day, he has to light one light, one candle. Let's say he forgot. So the next day you tell him, light two for the second day, and another one, as you say, three. Another one for yesterday, which is three. The fi Bishamai the second day, how much you light? 7. The third day. So you forgot to light the second day. The third day you tell him to light how much? 2 for the Shlomim and another 3 for the third day. It's how much? It's 5. The Fibi Shami is?
6.
If you go to the fourth day again, you missed already. So when do you have the case? You're never going to have the case of the Shlomim. So it's interesting. So it could be that the Shlomim goes only on the Iker, not on the Hidu. 1. You're going to have to add 1. Or maybe the Shlomim is like the Shlomim of Davening. If you forget the Daven Minche, Oynes, you daven Ma'ariv twice. You don't daven Minchah and Ma'ariv. But maybe also Tashlum, if you forget the second day, you light this third day twice a week. Tashlum. And then it comes out that the third day, you're lighting 6, and that looks like Bishamai. Maybe, okay, well, this is not our noise of today, but could be that's going to be enough Kamine for Tashlum. But Tashlum is the Shibboleh Aleket discusses the Shailev Tashlum. So there is an interesting chakira if it's 8 days or 1 day. We're going to see nafkeminis. But let's talk about Zois Chanukah. Where it comes from Zois Chanukah? So today, Amri Inche, Zois Chanukah, Zois Chanukah. Zois Chanukah is something around 250 years ago. We find we don't find Zois Chanukah. We do find in the Mazel, what's called Mazel Ma'agli Tzedek. Ma'agli Tzedek. The Mogen Avraham brings down this Mazel many times. And this Mazel was written by Binyamin Halevi Ashkenazi. And in this Mazel, he does bring that Yom Shmini Shel Chanukah, Koyim Boi Chanukah Samizbeach. It's called Chanukah Samizbeach. It's called Yom Chanukah Samizbeach. The Bach brings down the Shem Minhogim, that they was Minhogim, they didn't do Melocha, not on the first day of Chanukah, and not on the last day of Chanukah, Yom Ches de Chanukah, the people didn't go to work. Today, Baruch Hashem is also a book. I don't know if that's the reason that people are not going to work today, but that people are not working today. So it's a Zaminek and Tofrish Ayin, the Bach beings that you don't work, not there is a Zaminek, that you don't work not the first day, not the last day of Chanukah. There's the Ma'agli Tzedek is brought up many times, the Mogen Avraham brings Men Tzadik. Men Tzadik refers to the Ma'agli Tzedek. And over there, it's an old Mazel, what he was Mekabez of Binyamin Halevi Ashkenazi, was Mekabez all kinds of Minogim. And there he brings that it's called Chanukah Samizbeach. Yom Chanukah Samizbeach. Yom Chanukah Samizbeach. But still, why call Yom Chanukah Samizbeach? Because the Kriya Satire of today is Chanukah Samizbeach. Not Shevet Menashe, it's Chanukah Samizbeach. This Mazel was printed around almost 500 years ago. Almost 500 years ago, in the beginning of the Shins, they were printing out this Mazel of Ma'agli Tzedek, so it's quite early. We also find in Minogi Ma'aril. Minogi Ma'aril, that's the beginning of Minogi Ashkenaz, we do find also Yom Chanukah Samizbeach. He calls it Yom Chanukah Samizbeach. Zois Chanukah is called much later. Much later we find what's called Zois Chanukah. We find the Bnei Sosol. Bnei Sosol is very busy with Chanukah. Bifrat on Zois Chanukah, he has a mama what's called Zois Chanukah, and over there in the beginning of the mama he says, I will tell you why it's called Chanukah, and why it's called Zois Chanukah, and what's the Indian of Zois Chanukah, and there's many, many zgulis to the day of Zois Chanukah. There's the Bnei Sosol himself says that there's a Yeshua of Pekidas, he says, Akoros. People don't have children, it's a big zgulis to the day of Zois Chanukah, and the Benoya of Jikov, and it says that it's a big school of Parnose, and very, very big school as we find many, many Hasidic Sforim that they say it's big school as the day of Zois Chanukah. But why it's called Zois Chanukah? Zois Chanukah is a big. Very good, as the Rav says, and that's Pashtas, because if we go with the Rishonim, as we see already, that they call it Yom Chanukah Samizbeach on the Kriya Satoire. So in the Kriya Satoire state, Zois Chanukah Samizbeach, and that's Pashtas, the Pshat, why it's called Zois Chanukah. But we find in the Bnei Sosol, we find a few reasons, and I'm just going to run to maybe read from inside in the Bnei Sosol a few So he says also, first of all, very interesting. So what if it's called Zois Chanukah? What's the difference? So the Tzodek HaKoyen from Lublin, he says that Zois Chanukah, we don't find the things. We don't find he has four ma'amorim he has about Zois Chanukah, three short ma'amorim, and then one like more of a longer ma'amal, and then he says. Zois Chanukah is something new. We don't find it in the Rishonim, they call it Zois Chanukah. But he says, Lo yidov oreiku, and kede amri incham. We see that the Pasuk, we see in the Gemara says many times, kede amri incham. Like people say, and the Gemara goes in and talks about halacha. So he says that you see that what people say, what people talk, has a mashmoret. It has something, it has an importance. So if people say Zois Chanukah, so it has an importance, the Zois Chanukah. The 8th day of Chanukah is because people say Zois Chanukah. What does it mean, Zois Chanukah? And Rav Tzodik over there is Marich. If we're going to have time, we're going to go to Rav Tzodik. But the Mogen Avraham, there is a Sefer of Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham is not the Mogen Avraham of Avraham Abeli, it's the Mogen Avraham Trisk, Avraham Triskel. And Parshat Vayeshev, he says, why they call it? He says, Yoim Shmini Shel Chanukah, Nikro Zois Chanukah, because is as the Rav said, it's called Zois Chanukah, Shekoyim Boy Zois Chanukah Samizbeach. Now, many of the ideas, this is going on the same ideas, that Ze, Zois, is like Kol Echot Marev Beetz Boy Boimer Ze Hashem Kivin Loi, when the Gemara at the end of Tainis, Ze is the Iskalis, it's a Gidui, you could see, Ze. And this is Chanukah. So I must say there's a nice vote, a vertical of Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz is Yotzeit, is Gimel, sometimes it's Zois Chanukah, this year not, but Gimel Tevis is sometimes Zois Chanukah is Gimel, and the year that it's Chosel, Gimel Tevis is Zois Chanukah. It's Yotzeit is Gimel Tevis, and the Chaim Shmulevitz used to say about why it's called Zois Chanukah. He says, if you're not going to Yeshiva, so So you have Chanukah. And Chanukah is a time of, you know, how the Mashgiach in Yeshiva used to say, we do a Zeicha for the Rashgiach of the Yosecha. It's a Shvach. You know, you have first Seder, you have second Seder, you have ninth Seder. And second Seder, if you like the Shkia, you light a little bit later. And then you dance, and then you eat, and the donuts, and the latkes, and the this. Okay, so second Seder doesn't work out like it's supposed to be. Just Chanukah should be a time of Chizuk Toyer, a time of Fakert, that as the Chasam Sofer speaks about, it has to be a time of Chizuk and Toyer. And you see many times that it doesn't work out, Chanukah doesn't work out like it's supposed to be. He says the only day in Chanukah that this Dorim and Yeshiva work and there's no Bittul Toyer, he says that Zoy is Chanukah. First Seder is the proper first Seder, second Seder, they don't light anymore. So that, he says, Zoy is Chanukah, this is Chanukah. This is the Emes of Chanukah. So we know that also, if Chanukah is 8 days, it has to have a mashmos, the eighth day has to have a mashmos. Because we know the Maharal, the Ram doesn't speak about Zoyis Chanukah, but he does speak about the importance of eight, right? The Maharal in Ner Mitzvah, he speaks about eight in Chanukah. We have the Teva is in the dimension, we have the Lemalo, Lemato, Arba, Uchu, Zoylo, that is six. And then we have the Mokrim itself, the place itself. So if we have a dice, right, we have the six different dimensions. But then we have the middle is another one, that's the seventh. Then the eighth is Me'ala Teva. That's the eighth, that's why Bayoyim HaShemini, Imol Psaralosa, the 8 days of Chanukah, the eight Psilois, the eighth Psilim, Gedim Tarsakon, Titis, we have also eight. Eight is always Me'al HaTeva, but it's a Gdusha that's in the goof. We have the Gdusha that's Me'al HaTeva, like 13, what the Maharal speaks about, but then we have the Gdusha that's in the goof. And that is all about, that's the eighth day. So eight has a special importance if we talk about eight. And the Maharal explains that why the eight is the Gdusha that's in the Teva, and that was the fight of the Yevonim against Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael and the Yevonim, what there was a fight? They said that they shouldn't keep Shabbos, couldn't keep Mila, and they shouldn't keep the calendar, Chodesh. Shabbos is also, could be, they're going also have 1 day, Sunday, and also they have 1 day that they don't go to work, and also the calendar, there's also a Goyish calendar. What they care about the calendar, Jewish calendar? What bothered the Yevonim is the Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmani. That the Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmani, Tibole Moitchilo was also part of the Xeos of the Yevonim. And what was the Tibole? The Mekudeshes. They know that the person, marriage, yeah, it's a normal thing. But you're putting in Kedusha into the life. You're saying Mekudeshes, Areat Mekudeshes, that's what bothered the Yevonim. What bothered the Yevonim is Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmani. That you have a calendar, also the Goyim understood that there is a calendar. But to be Mekadesh the calendar, to be Mekadesh, that would bother them. And that's the eighth day, we're showing that the eighth day, that's the Shmini, the day that is more Kodesh and more the Kedusha, we bring in the Kedusha into the Guf, that's the Indian of Chanukah. So if we understand that the eighth day is the most important, so Zois, Chanukah, the eighth day, that is the main part of Chanukah. Now Chanukah is not mentioned in Tanakh, because we know it happened after, as we spoke last night, it happened after the times of Tanakh, it happened, there's a nice remez, Yegal Sa'adusa. Right? Yegal is Yud Gimel Reish, is 230 from the beginning of Bayi Sheni. Beginning of Bayi Sheni. Now the Tanakh, when finished the last volume in Tanakh, Chagas Sar Malachi is Nevi Machoinim, the beginning of Bayi Sheni. This is 200 years later. It's the story of Chanukah. So the story of Chanukah didn't come into the Tanakh. There is Sifrei Makkabim, Sifrei Chashmonai, well, that's from the Sforim Chitzoni, but didn't go into the Tanakh. And over there, it's brought down the Maisa, if you can rely on it, if you can't rely on it, there's a big Vikuach also. But this is from the Sforim Chitzoni, it's not brought down. But Remozim, we have many, many Remozim in the Torah about, as the Rekeach says. If you look at Parshas Emor, the Rekeach says, the Parshas on Emor, we have the Parshas on Moyadois. We have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then we have Hadlokas HaMenorah, Lechem HaBonim, and the story of the Megalef, the Mekala. How it comes in. Says the Rekeach, Ablezer Megalmaizer, that in the beginning we talk about Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and then we speak about Ramez, about Chanukah. What's that? Hadlokas HaMenorah. And then Lechem HaBonim, he says, Lechem HaBonim is a Remez for Purim. The Suda. And then he says the Mekalel is, we have to say Oru Oman. That's the Remez also for Purim. We find many places, right? We know the first pasuk in the second pasuk in the Torah, v'choyshech apnei Yavam. Choyshech is Malchus Yavam. Malchus Yavam. We know when Moshe Rabbeinu is blessing Klal Yisrael, he's saying over there, ulelevi yomar, tumecho v'orecho l'ish chasidecho, asher nisisoi b'nasat ha'revei yomei b'riva, oimer lovi yomei yomei l'ikir, he says over there, broche. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a broche for Klal Yisrael. Borech Hashem Cheiloi, ufoya liodov, sirzem, echatz mosnayim kamo. So what's Borech Hashem Cheiloi? There's Cheiloi, there's a Chayil, there's an army for Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is the only ones that don't go out to war. Right, as the Rambam says in the end of Shita V'Yevel, lo yishevet Levi bilvad. Anyone could learn, anyone could be a Shevet Levi, but Shevet Levi, that one represents that you don't go out to war, so what's Borech Hashem Cheiloi? Says Rashi, that is exactly, there will be a time in history where the Levim, and this is Matisio, Koyen Godol, the Koyen Godol, the Koyen who come from Shevet Levi, they will go out to war. So Borech Hashem Cheiloi at that time. What's the Mechatz Mosnaim? What's Mechatz Mosnaim? You should crush the Gulgoyles, crush the heads, crush the skulls. What's Mosnaim? What's the hips talking about? We know that the Niel, the capital base in the Niel, when we talk about the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar sees in his dream a very interesting figure, a monster. The head is made of the David, of gold. And then the upper part of the body is made of silver. And then the hips, Yal Kesayah, is made of Nechash, of Nechoishes, of copper. And then the feet are made of iron, right? Balzer. And the Niel is telling Nebuchadnezzar, this represents the four golems. The head, that's the David, that's the king. He says, that's you, Nebuchadnezzar, that's the empire, the Babylonian empire. And then we're going, that's Babel. And then we're going to Poras, the Persian empire, and that's the silver. And then what's the next? Malchus Yavon. Malchus Yavon is the next Golus. Choyshech, Nechoyshes, and that's Choyshech al Bnei Teoim. That's the Nechoyshes, the copper, represented by Malchus Yavon. What is that? We said that's Yerel Chayo. So, if we understand, Borech Hashem Cheiloi, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving him their broche. Borech Hashem Cheiloi, with what? That they should win against the Yevonim. So, Mechatz Mosnaim. Because who's the Mosnaim? Who's the hips? The hips are represented by Malchus Yavam. So, we understand. So, we have many things that is Mehumas in the Torah, but it's not Mefush in the Torah. We find it, so let's go to Zois Chanukah. Why it's called Zois Chanukah? We did find in the there's a few in the Chassidish Yisroel being down this pshat, but it's more pshat al derech hapshat. Well, let's see. So we know Nes Chanukah happened when Klal Yisroel was b'shfar Madrege. Read a little bit the history of the time. There was many misyavnim. There were right in Matisyok and God. There was altogether 13 people who fought against the Yevonim. There were the Salukim. What they fought against them. There was not many, there were a lot of Misyavim at the time. There was Shvala Madrege. And it's brought down in the Midrashim, right? As we just said, the Choyshech, Choyshech Ziyovan, Sheikh Shicho, in name Shri Yisrael, there was a matzah of Choyshech. There was a matzah of Choyshech at that time. The Yevonim, after the Nitzachon of the Maccabim, they go back to Misamigdosh and they go to work in the Avodas Misamigdosh. Why it takes them 8 days? So the Misyosef brings already two different reasons. One from the Ran and one Bish Yosef. Why it takes them 8 days? What's the 8 days? So the Bish Yosef says, because they're all Tmei Meis. A Tmei Meis, if he wants to be Metayer himself, how is Metayer himself a Tmei Meis? So first of all, he has to do Togel and Mikveh. And then he has to do Hazoeh Shlishi Veshvi. Takes it, 7 days he needs. That means he takes over there the Mayim Chaim and Kedi. Takes the water from a spring, Mayim Chaim, they put inside the Efer Chatos, the Efer of the Pora, what's called Efer Chatos, and then they have to sprinkle on him the 7th day, the 3rd day, and the 7th day. So that will took 7 days, the ultimate amazing. 7 days. And then another day, says the Bishoysev, Lekitishas Hazaisin, to prepare the olive oils, that took them 8 days. The Ran brings another reason, because to go from the Koya, where the Shemen is, it takes 4 days to go there, 4 days to get back, altogether 8 days, so that's why we need 8 days. So for sure there was a mile, there was a mess, this is what they found the Pach HaShemen. But they wanted the Hachomen, the Avoidas Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Avoidas Beis HaMikdash. Do HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Avoidas Beis HaMikdash? When they noticed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually wants the Avoidas of Beis HaMikdash, this they noted only in the 8th day. after 7 days. 7 days was a nest. There was many nisim in the Beis Hamikdash. There's many nisim. But after 8 days, and they see, oh, now it stopped. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our Avodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Avodah Beis Hamikdash. So this they recognized only at the 8th day. And that's why Zois Chanukah, the 8th day, is Chanukah, because that day we recognize, that day we notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually happy with us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want the Avodah Beis Hamikdash, and he wants that's why we celebrate the 8th day of Chanukah. That's what he means. Another reason, let's just mention the Bnei Sosol. The Bnei Sosol says, and I'm going to read it inside, he says also, Yesh lefarish, al pi ma shekosavti betam, lo mo'ayir ha'nes lechanukah, ches yomim. So he means, there is 7 chochmas chitzonis. 7 chochmas. And Shlomo HaMelech, as we know, where these meramis, this in the Mishlei, chochmas, bons of Beisa, yotzo, amudel, shiva, the 7 different chochmas. But the Chochmas HaTorah is Rabo Yisbono Yisos HaChoyl, and the end of Mishlei, Kapitel Lamed Aleph, Rabo Yisbono Yisos HaChoyl, and Atolis Al Kulono. What's Atolis Al Kulono? The Chochmas HaTorah is Atolis Al Kulono. And Bnei Sosol, when he brings, he says that Kvar HaRambam, Kvar HaRambam Snatzel HaZeh, he brings that the Rambam also already Zachfa Enfeld, why he did the, he learned the other Chochmas, he says this is only Leshivchois, Leroykhois, Letabochois, Leoyfois. Basically referring to the Pasuk when Shmuel HaNavi tells Klal Yisrael, you want a king? You should know that the king is not such a great thing when you want the king, because the king will take your daughters and they for bakers and for cleaners. That means that the chokhmas, the other chokhmas could be very important, but it's only helpers, it's only shvachos. It's only shvachos, right? And that's the Goyen also writes it, that the other, the others, all the, there's lots of chokhmas, chokhmas are going tamin, the chachmei yovan, and they bought lots of chokhmah, but the chokhmah is only a shivchom. It's only a second, the cleaner. It's only the cleaner. The real chokhmah is chokhmah satayra. That says, is the Torah says, ki yikach ish isho chadosha. It's more isho chadosha. What's the isho chadosha? He has already a wife. What's the isho chadosha? Elamai, he has already a isho. Who's the isho? The Torah. The Torah is called the isho. So what looks like a person has a wife, and that's the Torah. And he, instead of going with his wife, he's going with the cleaner. That's what it looks like if a person is the whole time busy, only with the other chokhmas. You have the chokhmas at Torah, right? And you have the other chokhmas only shvachos, and akochos, and oifos. So the person has to be busy, dafke with the chokhmas at Torah. That's what he says. He says, that's the 7 days is representing the 7 chokhmas, and the 8th day, the nitzachon of Shmini, the Yom HaShmini, the 8th day of Chanukah represents the chokhmas at Torah. So Zois, Chanukah, says the Bnei Sosol, the main day of Chanukah is Zois, is the Chochmah of the Chochmah Satoyah. That's what you said, Chochmah Satoyah. A very nice reason, we don't have much time, but the very nice reason what I saw is in the Sefer Yitav Lev, and he brings a very, it's a more Chassidish is following the ball down this reason, why it's called Zois Chanukah, and he says the following. He says, why it's called Zois Chanukah? He says, we read in Zois Chanukah, the Nosi Shevet Menashe. And the Medrash Tanchuma says the following. Bayoyim HaShmini Nosi Divnei Menashe. Ne'ema, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu. Teach us. They tell the Tane, Tanchuma. They tell him, teach us, please. Ner Chanukah, Shehoi Sirbo Shemen Bayoyim Rishoy. Ma'u Le'adik Bo B'Shem. The Moisar HaShemen. But this is very interesting, the Moisar HaShemen, the Rishonim asked that Moisar HaShemen of Shabbos, you're allowed to use? Yes, you're allowed to use. Moisar HaShemen of Chanukah, so the first day you're allowed to use the second day. Second day you're allowed to use the third day, but the 8th day, what says over there? That means you have to say the subsilit, that's the 8th day. You have to get rid of it. Shiva is going to finish the last reason. So the Moisar HaShemen says in the Medrash, Moisar HaShemen, Yilandeinu Rabbeinu, Moisar HaShemen, Ve'yom Rishon Le'adik Bo V'Sheni. So we spoke with the Moisar HaShemen, so the Rishonim are different. Why the Shemen of Shabbos is Muter, the Shemen of Chanukah is also. So the Rishonim say, you have the Toises. Toisa must be the 2 different terutzim, but Toisa says that this is the reason because over there you're using the candle itself, you're having the anoy from the nail, Mashenke Shabbos, it's only to have Mishum from Bais, it's not the mitzvah in the candle itself. It's interesting that Asmud the Reis and Klal Yud, he brings from this a very interesting question. He says that Achronim say, many Achronim say, what's the difference between the Reis and the Rabbonim? The Reis is always the Isil Gavre. The Reis is the Isil Chefze, the Rabbonim is Isil Gavre. The Rabbonim could not say, this thing is awesome. Right? We're learning the Dorim, the Fayoim, we have Isil Gavre, Isil Chefze. So the Rabbonim are always the Isil Gavre. They tell, the Rabbonim tell the person, you don't do so and so. The Reise is the Isil Chefze. So the Reise can say on a piece of meat that this is non-kosher. It's a Chazir, it's a Arneves, all the Shailik Machos Asur is the Ritva in the beginning of the second Perek and the Dorim, if it's Chefze or Gavre, but in the Reise we could have Gavre. Says the Asun de Reise of Yosef Engel that Choyer from over here we have a stira for this. Because if the Moisa Hanukkah is also, and the Moisa Hanukkah is the Isil, the Rabbonim, right? The Hanukkah is the Rabbonim. And it's a Isil Chefzer. So from this effect of this idea. Okay, but let's continue. So he says over there, Lo Yoyim Ha'odom, says the Medrash, Lo Yoyim Ha'odom, Eini Mekayim Mitzvahs Zeskeinim, Oil Ve'eini Min HaToyra. Yeah, you know, it is Rabbonim. So I'm not Mekayim the Rabbonim because it's anyway, not, it doesn't say in the Torah, Omar Lo Yoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bonai. Don't say so. Elo, kol ma shegoizim aleihem tiu mekaimin shenemar v'osiso al pi yatoir asher yiruho. Lomo, she'af ad divreyem animaskim shenemar v'sig zoi oimer v'yokom lo, it's a posuk in Iyoy. And teida lecho. And he brings a raya. You have to follow the words of Chachom. Yaakov Avinu, when he blesses Menashe and Ephraim, state in the posuk, v'yosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe. So he done the smaller one, right? Before the bigger one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim the Avtocha. When the Korbanos of the Nesim, Shein the Korbanos of the Nesim, that who was marked first? Shevet Ephraim was marked first, right? Bayoyim Hashmini Nosi Nivnei Ephraim, and only Bayoyim Hashmini we have Nosi Nivnei Menashe. So what we see from over here that the 8th day, today, the 8th day, we read the Nosi of Shevet Menashe. After the show, Nosi of Shevet Ephraim, from over here we learn that Tigz of Oymer Vayokim Lo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking with the Chachomim. From here we learn that you have to keep the Derabonos. So Lefi Deb, he explains, the Yitav Lev, he says, so why we call the 8th day of Chanukah, we call it Zois Chanukah? He says, we find in the Gemara, in Shabbos, the Gabi Ner Chanukah, the Gemara Frek, what Baruch Hu we make? He says, the Gemara, Asher Kedishon, it says, Vet Zivon, it says, Vet Zivon, Veichan Zivon, Shtei Din Toira, you have to make a Ner Chanukah, what's the Zivon? Says the Gemara, yeah, lo yisasu natova asher yoyim ulecho yomin usmoil. And that's the reason, lo yisasu. Says, what's yomin usmoil? Says, yomin usmoil, this is exactly what we learn out from the one that swapped yomin usmoil. Who's the one that swapped yomin usmoil? That is Yaakov. It says in the Pasuk, Vayishlach Yisroel es yaminoi, Vayoshes al roish Ephraim. Vesmoiloi al roish Menashe, Vayosem es Ephraim, Lifni Menashe, Sakadish Bohu. He was masking al yodoi, as we learned in the Medrash Tanchuma, he was masking al yodoi, that what he swapped the yad, yamin, yad smol, he says that lo yisosu min ador asher yiruho, yomin usmoil. And this is what we learn, Chanukah, and that's why Zois Chanukah, the Iker day, what we learn, to be Mekayim, the Rabbonos, to be Mekayim, the Chanukah, the whole reason Mekayim the Chanukah is lo yisosu, right, as the Gemara says, Eichan Tzivonu is lo yisosu. We learn from Zois Chanukah, the 8th day of Chanukah, what we read, the Loshon of Menashe, the Chassidus Sforim says that Menashe is Loshon Kinashani Elikim, Loshon of Shicheche, that Aleph Agesna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Nesim, is bringing they off, Aleph Agesna, all of the Nesim, the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mansa, he brings them up, all the ones that forget. So today, as we know, is also a day of Yoyim Achitum, is the regional, they say Beshem the regional, and the regional says, Losa, the Gdoyle Oilom can poil, or Shoshana Yekipel, so Poshte Yid can poil in Zois Chanukah. Right? So we know that Zois Chanukah also has a day of Chitum. I heard once a what's a Mekol, that Zois Chanukah has a day of Chitum. We say over there in Rosh Hashanah Yekoseivu, the Yoyim Zekipu Yekoseimu. So you say, Mi Bachaniko. But anyway, it's definitely what we see in the Sforim HaKadoshim that Chanukah is the Yoyim Achitum has. But they're a very important day, so we should all have Ksir Chassim Toive and all of the Yeshuas and all of the Zgulas. I wish you a shkoyach.